Last summer, when he was still president of Czechoslovakia, Václav Havel wrote a series of essays about his job and country. Those essays are collected in his new book, Summer Meditations. John Leonard has a review.
There was a headline not long ago in the New York Times that told us, "Street crime hits Prague daily life." Nothing really surprising there. But the subhead to that story was indeed remarkable. Czech capital discovers one drawback of democracy. Democracy. Not, mind you, rampant inflation, staggering unemployment, runaway greed, corrupt politicians, or anything else to do with their new free market tinker toy economy. It's because Czechs can now vote that Japanese tourists and Vietnamese guest workers are no longer safe on the Baroque streets of the capital of Kafka, and neo-Nazi skinheads are bashing gypsies. It's because their speech is at last free that Czechs cry for lustration, a purge of anybody who ever had a cup of coffee or a pilsner with a party apparatchik in the bad old days before Frank Zappa. It's because of self-determination that Slovaks are suddenly licensed to hate Czechs, and they all decided they no longer needed their playwright President Woodsprite, no matter what he says in these summer meditations on matters of principle and statecraft. What began as Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band has ended up sounding like another, sadder Beatles song, Nowhere Man. I yield to no one in my hero worship of Václav Havel. I've reviewed his books here and his plays elsewhere. I went to Prague 2 summers ago as if to Plato's Republic. I sought out the Magic Lantern Theater to steal some heat from the very idea of a revolution that was nonviolent, joyful, and funny. How can you not love a man who said in his first speech as president, "I assume you did not propose me for this office so that I, too, would lie to you"? But the jobs worn him down. His prose in these meditations is flat and cautious, leached of irony. He knows perfectly well that tough love free marketeering has been turned before his weary eyes into yet another ideology, indifferent to children and the elderly and the infirm and the unlucky. He knows that even though planning is now a dirty word, there must be firm state policies on education and the environment, on energy and agriculture and foreign relations. He knows that an independent Slovakia will result in 2 weak nations at the mercy of self-aggrandizing neighbors. He also knows that his notion of a civil society is all but drowning in a tide of petty party politics, rabid nationalism, fast-buck opportunism, and soft porn. Yet he tiptoes around these subjects, naming no names, passing out more bouquets than brickbats, worrying recondite constitutional questions, avoiding any mention at all of the lustration that tears his republic apart. He speaks a distressing officialese. There are no jokes. Maybe if he'd named names and knocked heads, he'd still be president and there'd still be a Czechoslovakia. Maybe that's why nobody in the 3 separate parliaments wanted a popular election for the presidency or a popular referendum on the federation. Maybe he'll be happier writing plays. They'd certainly be more fun to read than Summer Meditations. I haven't felt this depressed since they killed Bambi's mother. And I have a suggestion. Now that Ross Perot has folded his checkbook and gone home, why don't we invite Havel to run for president of the United States of us? I realize he wasn't born here, and so we'd have to amend the Constitution, which would also open the door to Henry Kissinger. But I'm almost willing to take that dangerous chance. We haven't had a decent writer in the White House, our castle, since Abraham Lincoln.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Summer Meditations by Václav Havel.